Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Aleha HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid with the last word on the line, in Tamar. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Begins the Gemara in Tamar, Ein Lemedim Ezev Mibracha. In the last shir, we learned a halacha concerning Agudas Ezev, the bunch of three stalks of the hyssop that is used to sprinkle the Efer Poradum and the Mechatas on a person who's a Tamei Meis, or on a Kli that became Tamei, to be Metar. So we learned a certain halacha Negeya Tagudas Ezoiv from Bracha, from the halacha that you require three people to make a zimun for Birchas Hamazon. So maybe somebody will say, how can you learn two halachas, one from the other, when they are completely different subjects? Maybe you can't do such a thing. So the Gemara says, no. Vanan Chazinan, we see a precedent that Rabbanan Kaiman Besukah, the Rabbanan were dealing with Schach in a Sukkah, the Yalfin Mitit Hanorik. And they learned the halacha concerning mud that you can pour Binageya to the Tahara of a mikveh. As we turn to Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Kai, as the Tanina Taman, as we learned over there in the Bavli, in Sukkot on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, we learned the halacha, Hirchik es hasichuch minatfanois, if he made a gap, he separated the schach from the walls. And the Charedim says, we're not discussing that the walls did not reach up to the schach, but rather, the walls did reach up to the level of the schach, but on top of the sukkah, the schach was not right next to the defanois. There was a gap. So if the gap was shloisha tfachim psula, then the sukkah is pasul. Because the Charedim tells us, avir, air space, empty air space, pasuls in a sukkah with three tfachim, not only in the middle of the sukkah, but even Minatzad, even if it's on the side of the sukkah, it passels. Ha pachas mikan, but we can deduce that if the gap was less than three tvachim, then ksheira, then the schach is kosher, the sukkah is kosher. In other words, there's a minimum shear we know of zayin al zayin. A sukkah has to be seven tvachim by seven tvachim. So if less than three of the seven tvachim is air, it's considered based on the halacha of lavud, as we see in the Pnei Moshe on the third line, damrin and lavud. So the concept of lavud connects together. If you have an airspace, a gap of less than three tvachim, then it's considered as if the schach is right next to the defane hasukkah, to the walls of the sukkah. It's as if there is no gap, and there is a shear of seven tvachim. You have more than four tvachim of real schach, you have less than three tvachim of airspace, and together you have seven tvachim. So pachas mikan is ksheira. So now a shaila arose in the Beis HaMedrash, mahu lisha and tachtov. Can you lie, can you go to sleep under the airspace? As the Pnei Moshe explains, the question is, mi amrin and mekivin the mitzar flashir sukkah mutter lishan tachtav eloi. Do we say, since the air you're counting as part of the minimum requirement of seven tvachim to make the sukkah kosher, so even if the person is lying under those less than three tvachim of air, he will be yotze the inyan of sleeping in a sukkah? Or no, maybe, yes, it's a sheer sukkah, I can add the avir to the sheer sukkah, but if I actually sleep under the airspace, I do not fulfill the mitzvah of sleeping in a sukkah. That is the question of the Gemara. The Meforshim point out that really the Gemara could have had the same shaila by eating as well. Am I allowed to eat under the gap of less than three tvachim? However, if the question is negay eating, so a person has an eitzah that he can eat in the four tvachim, and he can avoid eating under the less than three tvachim. However, when it comes to sleeping, where he lies down, so in a sukkah of seven tvachim, automatically he's going to have to be lying also under the empty airspace. And therefore, the Gemara's question was negeya sleeping, because that question is more a relevant question by sleeping. But who had been, the Gemara could have asked the question by eating as well. Hasiv Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv. So Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Eliyashiv, countered, as the Charedim says, my kabois, on the third line of the Charedim in the right-hand column. What's your question? Pshita. There's no question. I'll show you a precedent from the halacha of mikveh. Hare tit hanorik. If you have mud that can be poured from one keli to another, it's a liquid mud, the halacha is mashlam b'mikveh. It makes the shear of a mikveh 40 saw. If part of that is tit hanoruk, that could be added to the shear of 40 saw. But yet, even though it can be added to the shear of 40 saw, the halacha is v'ein matbilim boy. If a person will be tovel precisely where the tit hanoruk is in the mikveh, he will not be yotze the inyan of tefillah. He will not become tahor from that mikveh. So what do we see? That even though a substance which is not really good for a mikveh, but it can add to the shear of 40 saw, but if I'm tovel in that substance, I do not receive the tahor from the mikveh. So af hocha, so too over here by sukkah, mashlam b'sukkah. Yes, the less than three tefachim, there'll be a din of lovet, and you will now have a shear of seven tefachim for the sukkah. But ve'ein yishen in tachtov, just because you have a shear sukkah, does not mean that you can now lie under the airspace of less than three tefachim and be yotz to the inyan of sleeping in a sukkah. Let us see the pnei moisha in the left hand column. Four lines after the lines become small, Hasiv, the Hasiv Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv countered to the question, can I sleep under the empty space of less than three tefachim? Hare titanorik, shehu rach, it's soft, v'royal arikoi mikliokli, you can pour it from one kela to the other, demashlum b'mikvil, arborim sov, v'afu b'yachi, ein matbilim boy, you can't be toivel in it, kedisnan perigzayin demikvois, elu malas ha'mikvah shema shlim l'shira mikvah. These are substances which can join with less than 40 saw of water to make the shira 40 saw of water. Hasheleg, v'haborod, v'aglid, v'akfor, v'amelech, v'tit hanorek. So we see that tit hanorek is a substance that can be used to be mashlim to the shira 40 saw, and yet uktani demashlimin hain avla toivel b'han like also like tefila. If you were toivel in the titanorek, even though it was used to complete the shira 40 saw, but you're not yotze tefila. Af hocha continues the pnei moisha, so too by the halach of sukkah. Ba'aver pachas migimel mashlimu l'shira sukkah avla ein yishenim tachtov. Yes, the less than three tefachim loved could make up the full shear of seven tvachim with the rest of the schach, which is over four tvachim of schach, but you can't sleep under the avir. Now, why are we bringing this whole Gemara? To answer our question that how could you learn agudas eza from the halacha of zimun, alma, the afina mitzvah sukkah, midin tfilas mikvah, v'hu adin the afina mitzvah tfilah be'ezoiv, midin the hocha bebracha. Your question is, how can you learn one halacha from another halacha when the two halachas have no connection one with the other? They're two separate inyanim, so maybe you cannot learn one din from another. The only thing they share is the number three. You need three for zimun, and you need three to make an agudas eizav, a bunch of hyssops. But other than that, they're two separate inyanim, so maybe you can't learn one from the other. No, but we see, says Rav Yitzchak ben Eliyashiv, you see that we learn a halacha by sukkah from a totally different halacha of titanarik by a mikveh. So if you can learn sukkah from titanarik by a mikveh, you can learn tefila b'agudas ezayv from the halacha of zimun. Continues the Gemara, Shloishish Ochel Ka'achas, if three people ate together, Ubikish Echad Mehen Leilichloi, and let's say one of them had to leave, he had an emergency, but he has a Chiv Zimun. So can he just pick up and leave? He's going to come back to bench. But can he leave now without benching at all, once he had the Chiv Zimun? So the halacha is the base Rav Amri, the yeshiva of Rav said, Yivorech bracha rishayna v'yelech loy. He should say the first bracha with the zimun, and then he should go. But he has to at least say the first bracha. Ask the Gemara, Ezui bracha rishayna, what is considered the first bracha? The base Rav Amri, zu birchas hazimun. That Birchas Hazim and Nevorah Shachalnu Mishaloi, that is considered the first bracha. So he at least has to say that part of benching. Rav Ze'iru B'Shem Rav Yirmiya, Zuazon HaSakol, he does not consider Zimun as being a separate bracha, and the end of the first bracha is the bracha of Hazon HaSakol. In other words, the Zimun bracha with the Hazon HaSakol will be considered all one bracha. Rav Chelboy Bar Chana B'Shem Rav, also the same thing, Zu Hazon HaSakol. He disagrees with Beis Rav, who said that you could split up Birchas HaZimun itself as a separate bracha. No, Birchas HaZimun is together with Hazon HaSakol, and this person who has to leave must say the Zimun, and he also has to say the whole first bracha till the end of Hazon HaSakol. Hesiv Rav Sheshis, or Rav Sheshis challenged this halacha that the first bracha is the Zimun bracha, and it itself is divided from the other three brachas, which we say midaraisa, the bracha of Hazon HaSakol, the bracha of Ha'oretz, Al Oretz HaToyva, and the bracha of Bona Yerushalayim. And we know, as we'll see on Amud Beis, that in Beitar, the Chachamim made an additional bracha of HaToyva Meitiv. So Rav Sheshis is now challenging the base Rav, who held that the first bracha refers to Birchas HaZimun, that we split Birchas HaZimun from Hazon HaSakol. Heis Rav Sheshis v'homasnisa, the Braisa pliga. The Braisa disagrees with your viewpoint, base Rav, because it states the following, Shnayim shloisha chayavim b'Birchas HaZimun. Two or three are chayv and zimun, ho'ar b'loi, but not four. What does this mean? Let us look in the Charedim, which is opposite the Gemara we're learning now. Shnayim shloisha chayavim in the right-hand column in the short lines. Pirish Rif, Shnayim shloisha anashim she'ochlu, they ate together. Ve'ein echad mem yodeya levorach birchas mazon kula. They are amaratzim, and they do not know how to do the whole benching. Ela, echad yodeya rishayna. One remembers how to bench the first bracha. Ve'chaveiro yodeya hashenis vashlishis. His friend doesn't know the first bracha, but he knows the second and third brachas. Ve'loya rishayna. Oy she'echad yodeya rishayna. One knows the first bracha. Ve'echad hashen is the second bracha. Ve'echad hashlish is, and the third member of the group knows the third bracha. Chayoven bebirchas hazimun. They are chayiv in birchas hazimun. And then in the brackets it says that there's another girsa which says hamozoin, and the same thing. Our Gemara says birchas hazimun. If we look in Oiz Dalid, in the Shinui Neschois, it brings down that the Rif is Hamazon, and that seems to be what we're learning now in the Charedim. That's the Rif. He's Garvis Hamazon, and then he writes V'chein Hu B'Rash Cirillo. The Rash Cirillo also says Hamazon. So three are Chayav in Birchas Hamazon. Lefi She'efshe She'ivar Kol Echav Echad Es HaBrocha Shehu Yedeya V'Nimtzas Birchas Hamazon Oyle Mishnayim O Mishloisha. So you can have two or three people, and although each one does not know the whole benching, so that he could say the whole benching and be moitzi all the other people that are benching with him. But since either two people know the whole benching, or three people know it, because each one knows one bracha,
so that's good.
Now, from this halacha, says the Charedim, v'gamrina minah de birchas hamazon im birchas hazim and eina ella shalosh brachas bovat. We see that there's only three brachas, that birchas haziman is connected with the rest of birchas hamazon. Midik tani shnayim shloisha v'loy tani nami arba. Why doesn't it say that four people can bench together? Mishum de lechashiv nevarich bracha l'atzma. There'll be four people. One will say zimun, one will say hazanas hakol, one will say haaretz, and one will say b'ayin Yerushalayim. So it should have said four people. Ulechatzoyin ein levarich emechad yudei chatzi bracha. What happens if one knows half a bracha? No, you have to at least know a whole bracha. You can't divide it in half. Hilkach arba loytani. That's why you can never come to the amount of four people. Four people between them, as the Rif is learning that Gemara, that they're sharing each one a separate bracha. They can't share a half bracha. So the maximum is three people, and not four. The Nevorach v'Hazan yafshel l'chalken. You can't split up Nevorach or Hazan and make half brachas. So therefore, it's only a whole bracha. So how many people are the maximum that can do this? Three. Either two, one knows one bracha and the other one knows two brachas. Or three people, each one knows one. But if Birchas HaZimun was a separate bracha, then it should have said four people can divide up, each one knowing one part of benching. So this is Rav Sheish's question on Beis Rav. How could Beis Rav say that Birchas HaZimun is a separate bracha when we see from this brisa the maximum are three people, each one saying a separate bracha, and not four? That's what. Let's go back to the Gemara. Shnayim u'shloisha chayov mebirchas haziman or birchas hamazon, according to the other girsa, ha arba loy. We can deduce four not. And the Gemara concludes in Tamar birchas ziman rishayna. If you're going to tell me birchas ziman is a bracha by itself, as the Beis Rav said nisni arba, then it should say that four people can divide up benching between themselves. One will say ziman, one will say azon, one will say aretz, and one will say b'nei Yerushalayim. It's a clear raya against the Beis Rav from that brisa. What do they do? So the Mora answers, Ashkichon Tani Arba. As the Charedim says, I found a different brisa where the ton of that brisa, in fact, said Shnayim Shloisha Arba. And the Charedim concludes, V'ano Damri Kavasei. So I'm going like that brisa. There is a brisa that says, like I said, that you could have four people. How do you have four people? Because Birchas HaZimun is a separate bracha. And now the Gemara continues in Tamar, Zu Hazanas Hakol Kasha. As the Charedim learns, now we can turn the table around. You asked me a kasha from the brisa that said three and not four. I'm going to ask you from the brisa that says four. If you're going to say that Hazanas Hakol is the end of the first bracha and Zimun is not a separate bracha, so now I have a kasha on you. How do you get to the number four? I in Tamer Zua Toiva Meitiv, maybe you'll say, no, Birchas HaZimun is part of Hazanas HaKoyel. I still stay with my opinion. That's not a separate bracha. And the person who has to leave early, he has, at least has to say Zimun and Hazanas HaKoyel, because Zimun is not a separate bracha. But how do you get to the number four of the other brisa? In Tamer Zua Toiva Meitiv, maybe I can answer that it's a Toiva Meitiv. No. Lesat Yochol. So the Mandi Omar, who says that Zimun is a separate bracha, and he asks the kasha on the other Mandiyomer from the number four. So he says to the Mandiyomer who says Zimun and Hazanas HaKoyel is all one bracha, you cannot answer me four from Atoiva Meitiv. Why? Because Shanyehi. Because Atoiva Meitiv is different. Why is it different? Because it's only the Rabbanon. And if we look in the Rosh Cirillo at the bottom of the Yomid, the last words of the Rosh Cirillo are V'loy mani le tana b'hade birchas d'raisa. We are only speaking about birchas d'raisa. But Here you have a number four. What do you want to answer? That Birchas HaToiva Meitiv is number four, but not Birchas HaZimun. But that's not true, because Birchas HaToiva Meitiv is only the Rabbanan. As we turn to Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, the Amar Rav Huna, Mishen Nitnu Haruge Beita Likvura. Once the Haruge Beita were given over to be buried, Nikva HaToiva Meitiv. They established, the Chazal established HaToiva Meitiv. HaToiv Shulay Nisrachu. The goodness that Hashem showed is that the bodies that were lying on the field that were killed by the Romans, they did not decompose. And Vameitev, that Hashem did a hatava shenitnu lekfura, that eventually they were brought lekfura and they did not remain on the fields. But what do you see? Tiknu, that it was a takon zachamim. It's only the Rabbanan. And we are speaking only midaraisa. And therefore, you cannot give me a teretz that a toiv meitiv is the fourth bracha, because that's the Rabbanan, and we would not be discussing the Rabbanan. We're only discussing the Raisa. And therefore, I have a question on you. How can you say four unless you're going to say what I said, that Zimun is the fourth bracha? If you're not going to say Zimun is the fourth bracha, then how do you get to the number four? How do you answer that other brisa that says four? Before we go on with the Gemara on Amid Beis, we should discuss here a very yesoidistic, very important Chazon Ish, which we find in Or HaChaim, Simen Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph. And the Chazon Ish discusses whether Zimun is the Raisa or the Rabbanan. The Chazon Ish's opinion is that Iker Bircha Zimun de Raisahu. And he wants to prove it from the Bavli on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that brings down that Birchas Hamazon Gimel V'Dalid, V'Kachoshev L'Bir, I'm quoting now from the Chazon Ish, V'Kachoshev L'Birchas Zimun, V'Hosem Birchas D'Raisa Kachoshev, D'Leman D'Mukum L'Hosem L'Birchas HaToiva Meitiv Kamar D'Sover Birchas HaToiva Meitiv D'Raisa. In other words, if we learn our Gemara here in the Yerushalmi, the Chazon Ish says that from the Ar Yerushalmi right here, it also is indicated that it's the Raisa. If you just go with the simple pshat here, when the Gemara said, how do you get to number four? So I say you get to number four from Birchas Zimun. But according to you, that it's all one bracha, how do you get to number four? Maybe you're talking about HaToiva Meitiv, but HaToiva Meitiv is different. It's only the Rabbanan, as the Rosh Shirilla said. We're not going to mention the Rabbanan here. So that simple would indicate that till now we've been only talking about Birchas D'Raisa, and Birchas Zimun is D'Raisa. If Birchas Zimun is the Rabbanan, then it's also different than the other three brachas, which are D'Raisa. So it would seem that the Gemara says we're discussing D'Raisas. We have a question whether Birchas Zimun, being a D'Raisa, is part of Birchas Hamazon or not. Is it part of the first bracha of Hazon or not? So if you say, like your sheet, that it is part, how do you get to number four? I, HaToiva Meitiv, but HaToiva Meitiv is only the Rabbanan. So the pashtus is that everything else that we've been discussing, the three brachas certainly are D'Raisa, and the Birchas Zimun is D'Raisa. The whole question is, even though it's D'Raisa, is it part of Hazon or it's not part of Hazon? However, having said that, the Chazon Ish goes on to say that I hold that the Pashtus of the Sugi here in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is mashman that Zimun is the Raisa. Aval Ra'isi b'sefer Mishnah Brura b'shem Prima Godim the Das Roiv HaPoiskim the Bircha Zimun the Rabbanan. He quotes the Mishnah Brura, who quotes the Prima Godim, that most Poiskim hold that Birchas Zimun is only the Rabbanan. Says the Chazon Ish, v'lo yadati mi hema. I don't know who these Roiv HaPoiskim are. However, at this point, the Chazon Ish wants to say that there, perhaps we could learn in our Yerushalmi that Birchas Zimun is the Rabbanan. So what does the Gemara say that a Toiva Meitiv is different to Rabbanan? Birchas Zimun is also the Rabbanan. Says the Chazon Ish, V'sugya, the Hasam Yishleimer, the Afal gav the loy kachashiv lebirchas ha-toiv, shehi the Rabbanan, mishon the milsa the pshita he did the chalakis lotim acher, shalai birchas ha-mazan. Of course, it's simple that a Toiva Meitiv, which is the Rabbanan, would not be mentioned because, of course, it's a separate bracha. It was Nesakin in Yavne. And of course, that can be divided up to a person who didn't bench. Avol Bircha Zimun Shapir Yesh Loimer Deina Nechlekes. I would have thought it's not Nechlekes. Dehi Smuchol Bircha Samazin. It's right next to the beginning of benching. Ve'itzrich Lashmina De Nechlekes. So even though it's the Rabbanon, but you had to tell us that it's number four, that it could be divided. I would have thought it's part of the first bracha. Inami, he says, Mishum Dinitoisvis, Al Yidei Tziriv Gimel Choshev Lo. The only way that you are able to make Zimun is if you have three together. So since it only comes through the Tziriv of three, a toiva made of a person has to say biyichidus also. Zimun is only with three. So that's why this Rabbanan, they told you that it's nechlekes. I discussed this Chazon Ish with Hagoyim Rav Shachter Shlita, and he thought that perhaps Chazon Ish was saying what his Rebbe Rav Yashber Soloveitchik Zitzal commented in this inyan, that there's a big difference between a toiva meitiv and zimun. By a toiva meitiv, which is the Rabbanan, they made a separate bracha, which has nothing to do with birchas hamazon deraisa. It's not a chelik of birchas hamazon. It's a separate bracha that was added on after one completes birchas hamazon deraisa. Ma'ashen kein zimun. Zimun was made by the chachamim, even if we say it's the Rabbanan. It was made to be part and parcel of benching midoraisa. So that's why the Gemara discusses it. Perhaps that's what the Chazon Ish is saying. But the Chazon Ish concludes this miu pashta the sugya. The pashta pshat in the Gemara here, mashma shehida raisa. We're making all kinds of concepts why it could be midrabbanan zimun, and yet zimun midrabbanan would be different than atova meitiv midrabbanan. Atova meitiv we wouldn't discuss. It's simple. It's not part of benching. There's no hava mina that somebody who's benching has to, one person has to say everything. Of course, somebody could say atova meitiv derabbanan, and he, even though he didn't say the rest of benching. But the pashtus of the sugi is that we're making a very simple chilik between a derabbanan and a deraisa. Zimun's deraisa, tova meitiv is only derabbanan. And then the conclusion of the Chazon Ish is v'chein mahad poyalin chayavim bezimun. Poyalin who have to worry about every minute that they're wasting from their melacha, so they're chayv and zimun afshe p'tur mibirchas atoiva meitiv. The Gemara says they're potter from atoiva meitiv because the Rabbanan said if you're working for someone, don't say atoiva meitiv, which we were misakin mashma shehida raisa. So what's the chilek between zimun and atoiva meitiv? Poyalim are chayv and zimun, they're not chayv in atoiva meitiv. Must be that Zimun's the Raisa and Tovim Meitiv's on the Rabbanan. Miyu, again the Chazon Ish says, maybe it's not Mukhrach, because maybe it's Zimun's the Rabbanan, but there's a difference between two Rabbanans. Miyu, Yesh Leimer, Mipnei, Shehik Tzara, Ein Bamashim Bitl Malacha, Vitzarech Iyan. So he says, perhaps you could, again, you could say that it is Drabbanan, just like Toiva Meitiv, but there's a difference. A Toiva Meitiv is a long bracha, that's Bitl Malacha, they didn't require you to say it if you're working for someone. However, Zimun is very short, and therefore, that they did require you, but maybe it is Drabbanan. So although he winds up with a Tzarchin, but we see that the thrust of the Chazon Ish is to consider Zimun Daraisa, although the Mishnah Berurah quoted in the name of the Pri Megadim, that Rav Paiskim holds Zimun's Rabbanan, which the Chazanish says, I don't know who the Rav Paiskim are, and especially that the Pashtus of the Yerushalmi and Bavli is that Zimun is Midaraisa. Continues the Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, three lines from the top, at the end of the line. Amar Rav Chana, so Rav Chana is coming to answer this question on those Mandiyamim who held that Birchas HaZimun is not a separate brach, it's part of Hazonas HaKoel. How do you get to the number four? You want to answer Toiv HaMeitiv, but that's only the Rabbanan. No, Tifter Krav Yishmol will say that those sheet is hold like Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel Amar Toiva Meitiv Dvar Torah. Rabbi Shmuel holds that a Toiva Meitiv is Midaraisa. So that could be the number four of the Braisa. Zimun is part of Hazonas HaKoel, but number four is because you have a Toiva Meitiv, which is also the Raisa. Where do you see that Toiva Meitiv is the Raisa? The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, let's first read the whole Pasuk from Dvorim. Perik Ches Pasuk Yud in its entirety. Vachalto v'savato v'irachto as Hashem alikecho ala oretz atoiv asher nosanloch, that a person should eat and be satiated and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good land that he has given you. So each word of this Pasuk we darshan for another bracha. Dichsiv, back to the Gemara, v'achalto v'savato v'irachto zu Birchas HaZimun. From the words v'achalto v'savato v'irachto, we say that that refers to Birchas HaZimun. Es Hashem lekecho zu Hazonas HaKoel. Alo Oretz, zu Birchas Oretz. Hatoiva zu Birchas Bein Yerushalayim. How does Hatoiva come to Bein Yerushalayim v'chein Weimer? Because the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was asking Hashem to go into Eretz Yisrael, let me go into the land, Hahor Hatoiv Hazev Alvanin, this good mountain and the Levanin. So we see that the mountain refers to the Har HaBayis, where the Beis HaMikdash was on it in Yerushalayim. So we see that it is referred to, Yerushalayim is referred to as good, and Mimela, Bein Yerushalayim, is seen from the word HaToiva in the Pasuk of Alo Oretz HaToiva. And finally, Asher Nosan Lach Zeh HaToiva Meitiv. This refers to HaToiva Meitiv. So we see that Rabbi Shmuel was darshaning from this pasuk that a Toiva Meitiv is also Daraisa. So I asked Rav Shechter Shlita that if we go with this limit of Rabbi Shmuel, then l'chayr we have five brachas, because we started out v'chaltu v'savato v'rachta zu birchas hazimun. We end off with a Toiva Meitiv, and we have the three regular brachas which we're all familiar with, which are Daraisa in the middle. So you have a total of five. So if you're holding like Rabbi Shmuel, you have five deraisa. So he answered me, ein echanami. You'll see from this limit of Rabbi Shmuel that you have five, but we could still hold that, and although it's called Birchas HaZimun, which Api Pashtus would indicate it's a separate bracha of Zimun. No, we could still consider it as part of Hazonas HaKoel. This is what Rav Shechter said. So the Mandi Yomer who says that it's part of Hazonas HaKoel and has to answer the Braisa that states that four people can divide up benching, he'll say the fourth person is a Toiva Meitiv, like Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Raisa. I, Zimun, is also the Raisa. And it's called Birchas HaZimun, and it's also learned from the same Pasuk. So why isn't there five? On that, he holds it could be Daraisa, and I hold that the Zimun is part of Hazonas HaKoel. It's Taka Daraisa, but it's all considered one. That's what Rav Shechter said to answer my question. But the Maskon of our Gemara, and we'll learn again, like the Pashtus of the Chazon Ish, that our whole sugya is going midaraisa. Anything that's deraisa is mentioned. If it's the Rabbanon, it's not mentioned. And therefore, according to one man, the Yomar, the number four, that four people can divide up benching, each one takes one bracha. That means each one is taking Zimun as number one, Hazon number two, Haaretz number three, and Bein Yerushalayim number four. That's if you hold that Zimun is a separate bracha. What about a Toiva Meitiv? That Mandi Yomer will hold. It's only the Rabbanan, and we're not discussing the Rabbanan's here. It's Pashat that the Rabbanan could be done by another person. And according to the other Shita, Zimun, although it's the Raisa, is part of Azonis HaKoyel. How do you get to number four? You go get to number four with Zimun Azonis HaKoyel as one, Haaretz two, Bein Yerushalayim three, and Atoiva Meitiv is a fourth bracha, but it's a bracha midaraisa, and that's how you get to the number four. The Gemara now will discuss what we find that both eating and Torah have a bracha before eating and before Torah, and a bracha after eating and after Torah. And the Mefarshim explained that when we are discussing here Torah, it doesn't mean limud ha-Torah, because limud ha-Torah we only find a bracha before and not after, but rather we are speaking about kriyas ha-Torah, when a person gets an aliyah to the Torah. He's called up for the Torah reading on Mondays and Thursdays and on Shabbos and Yontiv. Then there is a bracha both before and after. The Gemara wants to know the source of a bracha before eating and after eating, and before reading in the Torah and after reading in the Torah. Begins the Gemara. Ksiv ba-Torah, it's written concerning reading in the Torah. Bracha lefaneh, we find a bracha before. But ve'en kosev ba-Torah bracha l'achra, we do not find concerning reading in the Torah to make a bracha afterwards. Where do we find before and not afterwards? Ma ksiv bo lefaneh, ki shem Hashem ekro, when I will call the name of Hashem, havu goydel elikenu, give greatness to Hashem. And as the Charedim here brings down in the name of the Zohar, and the same thing we find the Ramban in his Hagdama to his Pirush on Chumash also says the same idea. The Charedim is in the left column, beginning in the third line. Divrei Maskil Kishem Hashem Ekra Hainu Torah. The name of Hashem refers to Torah. Why? The Chol HaTorah Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar tells us that all the words of the Torah are really made up of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I am going to read in the Torah that's made up of the names of Hashem, Havu Godel, give greatness through a bracha. And which bracha? Says the Charedim, b'tchilas hakriya, before you begin to read in the Torah, havu goydel dahana bracha, make a bracha before reading in the Torah. So that's the pasuk for a bracha before reading in the Torah. Ksiv b'mazon, continues the Gemara, it's written concerning eating and benching, bracha l'achra. We learned before, v'chalto sevato v'irachta, but v'ein ksiv l'fanav, there's no pasuk before. Ma ksiv l'achav, what's the pasuk after eating? V'chalto sevato v'irachta. Now, ask the Gemara, minayin litnes amr bazeh. Bazeh, v'es amr bazeh, bazeh. How do I know that even though we only find in the Torah a bracha before the reading of the Torah, and we only find by food a bracha after eating, how do you know that by eating you also have to have a bracha before eating? And how do you know by reading in the Torah that you also have to have a bracha after eating? So the Gemara says, Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, B'shem Rab Yonis, and Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said in the name of Rab Yonis, we have Gzeir Shavu. And there's a machloikis here between the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe exactly what the Gzeirah Shava is. We'll go first with the pshat of the Charedim. Asiya shame shum l'Gzeirah Shava. An unusual Gzeirah Shava according to the Charedim. We're going to take the word of shame, which we find by Kishem Hashem Ekra, by reading in the Torah, the pasuk we brought before, and we're going to take a pasuk concerning eating, where it says shum. And if we look in the Charedim, Divrei Maschil, shame shum, six lines from the bottom, Dichsiv, parsha re'ei v'chaltu l'fnei Hashem l'shaken shmoy sham mas degoncho. You are going to eat your meiser there. V'afal gav dechredim as the betayra shame betziri. You're taking the word shame of kishem Hashem akro, which has its seiri. And concerning the pasuk we just brought from Parshas Re'ei, it's l'shaken shmoy sham with a kometz. Hakai malon yeshem lemikra v'yeshem lemesayra. There are two ways to understand every word in the Torah. One is the mikra, the way it's read, and the other is the mesora, the way it's written. Many rishonim paskin that you always should go after the mikra. This is a question. Do you go after the mikra or the mesora? Most Rishonim say you go after the mikra. The Charedim here seems to indicate that you go after both. And that's what he is using in order to make this Gzeirah Shava. Since in the Torah there are no nekudos, there are no dots, it's just Shin Mem. So Memela, I can make Gzeirah Shava from Shin Mem to Shin Mem. Even though one Shin Mem is Shem Hashem Ekra, and the other Shin Mem is Shom, L'shaken Shmoy Shom Maser Degoncha. But since you do both, as the Charedim concludes, Hakaimlan Yesh Eim LeMikra V'Yesh Eim LeMesoris. You do both. Mikra is what we call Kri, and Mesora, Yesh Eim LeMesoris, is what we call Ksiv. There's Kri and Ksiv. There's Mikra and Mesoris. It's the same thing. The words Mikra and Kri are the same, and the words Mesoris and Ksiv are the same. One is what is said, and one is what is written. So since here, without Nekudos, without reading the words, they are equal to each other, Shin Mem. And Shin Mem, according to the Charedim, you can make Gzeir Shava. So now that I have this Gzeir Shava, the way the Charedim learns, let's go back to the Gemara, the second wide line. I see a shame, Shom, Gzeir Shava. Ma shame, Shenemer B'Torah. Kishem Hashem Ekra, that's bracha lefanav. There's a bracha before it. Af shum, l'shaken shumay shum, by eating, shenemer b'mazon, bracha lefanav. So we take the bracha lefanav by Torah, and we apply it through this gzeir shava to eating. You have to make a bracha before you eat anything. Uma shum, shenemer b'mazon, just like the shum by mazon, l'shaken shumay shum, is bracha l'achrov. We have a bracha after v'chaltav s'vatav v'rachta. Af shem, the shem by kishem Hashem ekra, shenemer b'torah l'achrov. After a person reads in the Torah, he makes a bracha afterwards. Ad kedoin k'Rabbi Akiva. This was Rabbi Akiva's Gzeirah Shava. Now, as we mentioned, the Pnei Moshe has a different pshat. What's the Pnei Moshe's pshat? And this we will find in the fourth small line in the right-hand column. Uminai and Asiya, according to the Pnei Moshe, it'll not be shame shum, as the Charedim learned, but Asiya shame shame l'Gzeirah Shava. Ksiv hocha ki shame Hashem ekra. According to the Pnei Moshe, it is the shame means the shame of Hashem. Here it says ki shem Hashem, the name, which name? The name of Hashem. And ksiv hasam uveirachta es Hashem. So again, I have Hashem's name. I'm making Gzeirah Shava. Why didn't the Charedim learn this pshat? That the Gemara, when it says shame, shame, is referring to the shame Hashem. And by both places, you have Hashem's name. So because the Mefarshim say that Hashem's name, we don't find, is used as Gzeirah Shava. It has to be other words of the Torah besides the... We said all the words of the Torah are the Shmais, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it has to be another word of the Torah and not the actual word that we are familiar with of Hashem's name, as the Pnei Moshe is trying to do. So we have one unique Gzeir Shav of the Charedim, Shem Shom, because Yeh Shem LeMesoris as well as Yeh Shem LeMikra. We have another pshat of the Pnei Moshe that's referring to Hashem's name, and he does make Gzeir Shav from two names of Hashem written in these two psukim. Now the Gemara says this was all Rabbi Akiva. Kirabi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shmuel has a different way of learning it. What's the way of Rabbi Shmuel? So we find that Rabbi Yechlin, Mishem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechlin said the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Kavachimer. We can make a Kavachimer from Torah to eating and from eating to Torah. Ma im mozoin. If by eating, Shein ton bracha lefanim, you don't need minat Torah. It's not written beferish that you need a bracha before eating. But yet, ton bracha lachora, v'chalta v'svata v'rachta, you have to make a bracha after you eat. So, toira shi'tuna bracha l'fanea. Toira, where we said, kishem Hashem ekra havu gaidel alaykenu, you make a bracha before. So, ain't a din shitei tuna bracha lachora. If it's more chomer than eating, that you have to make a bracha before you read in the Torah, so certainly that you have to make a bracha after reading the Torah. Ad kedoin Torah. So now we've made a kal v'chomer that Torah needs a bracha afterwards. Mazon ma. What about that you have to make a bracha by eating before? So again, I have a kal v'chomer. Im Torah. She'ena tuna bracha l'chara, tuna bracha l'fanea, if Torah, which doesn't need a bracha afterwards, requires a bracha before. Now, as it doesn't need afterwards, it means it's not written beferish in the Torah. Did you need a bracha after reading Torah? But yet it's beferish, you need a bracha before. So, mazon she'ton bracha l'chara, mazon which requires a bracha afterwards, eno din, she'ton bracha l'fanea, certainly that it requires a bracha before it. So, Rav Kiva was learning from Exerish. He compared Torah to eating, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not from Gezer Shava, but we make a Kal V'chomer both ways, from Torah to Mazon and from Mazon to Torah. Both according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Kiva, we have a bracha l'fanav ulachrov by Torah, we have a bracha l'fanav ulachrov by Mazon.